Well, my name is Ryan Paulson, and I'm talking to you now from my apartment in uptown Manhattan. Yes, my name is Ryan Paulson, and I grew up far from downtown in a land the natives call Wisconsin. I'm here now, and what am I gonna do? Not talk to Jesus. I'm here now, and what am I gonna do? Leave God alone. I'm here now, and what am I gonna do?
You're listening to the Pentecostal Wisconsin Podcast. This is episode 11 from May 6, 2007. My Father on Shoes, Crops, and Compromise. You can also find out more about my solo show, Pentecostal Wisconsin, which will be touring to Orlando, Indianapolis, Toronto, and to Iowa this summer by going to ryanpaulson.com. Thanks for downloading this podcast. Have a great day.
I'm here now, and what am I gonna do?
My dad was born at the end of World War II, and he was raised on a farm. My grandparents were farmers. So being farmers and surviving the Depression and getting through World War II wasn't easy, of course. It's never easy to be a farmer. And I'm sure that they had to be very frugal, because my dad has a lot of brothers and sisters, so it was a big family to support. So my dad, I think, was raised with this sense of taking care of things and making them look as nice as possible for as long as possible, so that even though you don't have a lot of money, you still look nice. The reason I mention that is that my dad was always very concerned about my shoes, and I think it's the result of him having grown up during that time. So while I couldn't get my dad to spend money on a lot of things, he was always very concerned with my shoes. And I was into skateboarding for a long time as a kid, so I used to have holes in my shoes. You get a lot of holes in your shoes if you skateboard because of the grip tape on the skateboard. It kind of wears holes in shoes, and you know, just being a kid running around, you get holes in your shoes. But I was fine with it. It was sort of, you know, okay, and I don't know, lots of people had it like that, and when you're into skateboarding, I don't know, it's almost part of the aesthetic. And my dad would always look at my shoes and say, Ryan, we need to get you new shoes. We need to get you new shoes. And I would say, Dad, no, it's really okay. I mean, you know, they're a little beat up, but that's how people wear them these days. So he's always really concerned about that. My dad, after I moved to New York, I had only been here a couple days, and I called him to tell him, you know, that I was okay. I was living in this hostel, and just wanted to let him know I'd arrived safely. I didn't know exactly where I was going to live the next night or how to eat, but... And I half expected him to say, yeah, what about your shoes, Ryan? What about your shoes? My dad is also obsessed with the weather. I mean, if I talk to my dad, all he wants to know about is the weather. You know, what's the weather like in New York? Have you had a lot of rain? And I also think that's the result of having grown up on a farm. It's like my dad thinks that, you know, he wants to know how my crops are doing. You know, did you get lots of rain? How's the corn crop coming this year? My dad had a couple of sayings. Growing up, he used to say, if you come to a fork in the road, take it. Just make sure you wash it first. He also used to say, you can't judge a book by its cover. You also have to look at the price. And one time, my brothers and I, we were fighting over this piece of candy. So my dad took the piece of candy, and he threw it in the garbage, and he said, there. Now no one's happy. That's called a compromise.
Well, my name is Ryan Paulson, and I'm talking to you now from my apartment in uptown Manhattan. Yes, my name is Ryan Paulson, and I grew up far from downtown in a land the natives call Wisconsin. I'm here now, and what am I gonna do? Not talk to Jesus. I'm here now, and what am I gonna do? Leave God alone. I'm here now, and what am I gonna do?
You've been listening to Pentecostal Wisconsin Podcast number 11 from May 6, 2007. My Father on Shoes, Crops, and Compromise. Again, just a reminder that I'll be touring my live solo show Pentecostal Wisconsin to Orlando, Toronto, Indianapolis, and Des Moines, Iowa. So if you live in or around those cities, come check out the show when it's at the Fringe Festival in your area. Thanks a lot.
I'm here now.